Sesame Workshop promises bias training for staff after viral video sparks racism accusations. By Simon Kent on July 19, 2022. A viral video critics say depicts an incident of racial bias at Sesame Place, Philadelphia, over the weekend has sparked a response with those held responsible to be re-educated and retrained to address implied racism in their unacceptable actions. As Breitbart News reported, a video shared by a person named Jody on social media shows their two daughters excitedly greeting characters as they parade through the popular theme park. When the two girls see the character of Rosita walking by, they step forward for a hug or a high five alongside other children in their sidewalk lineup. They responded on seeing other children being accorded the same welcome. The mother shared the footage of what happened next on her Instagram profile, saying the incident has made her hot. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Jeezy, @_jodie_. Sesame Place posted an initial response to its Instagram account on Sunday evening, explaining that the costumes sometimes inhibit performers' sightlines, and that the employee portraying Rosita's no gesture was a general response declining requests to hold children for photos, which is against park policy. We spoke to the family and extended our apologies and invited them back for a special meet and greet opportunity with our characters, the statement said. Now park management has had a rethink and promised more action, as The Hollywood Reporter details. Late Monday afternoon, Sesame Workshop, which was careful to note that Sesame Place is a licensed partner, weighed in. What these children experienced is unacceptable, read its statement on social media. We have been in contact with Sesame Place, our licensed park partner, and they have assured us that they will conduct bias training and a thorough review of the ways in which they engage with families and guests. Minutes after the nonprofit posted its statement, Sesame Place Philadelphia followed up with a new pinned tweet. We sincerely apologize to the family for their experience in our park on Saturday. We know that it's not okay. We will conduct training for our employees so they better understand, recognize and deliver an inclusive, equitable and entertaining experience to our guests. The initial incident attracted comment from multiple Hollywood figures. Those gorgeous girls will never forget that feeling. Kelly Rowland wrote in a reply on Sesame Place's Instagram account, while Audra McDonald tweeted, "This is absolutely disgusting. Every black woman was once a little black girl who made this face when the way things are for us in America first broke her heart," tweeted Yvette Nicole Brown, while Wendell Pierce shared that the disillusionment can happen to boys. "Too, watching this moment reminds me of my own 4 years old on Mardi Gras Day being denied the joy I see other kids having and the realization the horrible reality." Sesame Workshop, once known as the Children's Television Workshop, owns the production company behind the Sesame Street series which gave the world the Rosita character. It has produced the series since it debuted in November 1969 while PBS is the exclusive screening network. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.